More news now for those who may be thinking of visiting Iraq and for archaeologists. The country is suffering one of the worst droughts in decades. And as the waters of the Euphrates River have receded, they've revealed ancient archaeological sites, some of which were unknown until now. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro traveled to an area near Iraq's border with Syria with a group of Iraqi archaeologists, and she filed this report.
The drought is devastating Iraq. Arable lands are browning. But for Dr. Ratib Ali Al-Kubaisi, the director of Anbar Province's Antiquities Department, it's opened up a whole new land of opportunity. He explains that civilization began here, next to the Euphrates River.
Everyone, including us archaeologists, thought that Anbar was only desert with no historical importance. But we discovered that this area is one of the most important archaeological areas in all of Iraq. This part of Iraq was the first to be settled.
The Euphrates was dammed in this area in the mid-1980s by Saddam Hussein's government, flooding a stretch of land 120 miles long.
So I'm now standing on the banks of what once was a mighty reservoir that stretched as far as the eye could see. It has, officials say, shrunk by an astonishing 90% since this summer.
Walking on brittle shells, we steadily make our way to a cliff. The jagged edges have been eaten away by once lapping waves. Dr. Ratib explains that there were at least 75 archaeological sites that had already been partially excavated before the area was flooded. They ran the gamut of civilizations, from 3,000 years before Christ to the Sumerian and Roman periods. There are even ancient Jewish settlements that were submerged here. Because of the receding waters, this is the first time Dr. Ratib has been able to access them. We come to a cliff with a series of pre-Christian tombs carved into its face. Though they've been heavily damaged by the water, Dr. Ratib says they still have value.
I wish we could excavate these sites again. If we had the money and the resources, we could complete the work we began all those years ago.
But it's not only the previously discovered archaeological sites that the drought has made accessible. Dr. Ratib and a colleague are suddenly excited by something they've seen. They kneel down next to what looks like an old stone wall. There are shards of pottery everywhere. Dr. Ratib says he believes it's a Roman-era irrigation ditch.
I've never seen this site before. When we excavated this area decades ago, this was all buried underneath the soil, but the receding waters uncovered it.
It's an unexpected discovery. But on the heels of their elation comes concern. Dr. Ratib says he's worried the area will be looted. In all of Anbar, there are just 10 guards to protect vulnerable archaeological sites.
The area is rich with things. You can find jewelry, coins, and documents. All these things are temptations for professional thieves.
Or others who are just struggling to survive. Sa'ad Naji plies his trade on the river. While the drought has been good for archaeologists, it's been terrible for the fishermen who rely on the Euphrates for their livelihood.
The river level is very low. It's the lowest we can remember. It's frightening. The fishermen have no work anymore.
The river here is only about 3 to 4 feet deep. Sa'ad says strange structures now jut out of the water. He points to what looks like a stone arch. It stands crumbling, lapped by muddy waves. Sa'ad says those aren't the only things they've discovered.
About a year ago, when the waters started to recede, these artifacts began to show up. We began looking around the area, and we found clay jars and old bones, coins, and even some gold jewelry.
He says for now, the looting is confined to mostly local people who don't know the value of what they've taken. Back on shore, Dr. Ratib says excitedly he will ask Baghdad's central government for funds to begin new excavations and to protect the sites.
I will demand that we rescan the whole area, and if they have the budget, we will start work on it immediately.
But he acknowledges that there will probably not be enough money. If we can't excavate, he says, we can at least announce our new discoveries. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News on the Euphrates River.